listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. This is episode 303 and a half, and today I'm going to talk about a couple of feel-good backlist titles. Hello! Welcome to Friday! I feel like I just did this last week and nearly forgot to record it this week. That's just where my brain is. I think that's where everyone's brain is lately. Just the days go by and no one even knows what day it is. I decided I would talk about a couple of feel-good titles today because I feel like we really need it, and people want to read things that make them feel good. So before I do that, we are going to hear from a sponsor.
This episode is sponsored by The One That Got Away with Murder by Trish Lundy. Robbie and Trevor Cressmont have enough wealth to ensure they'll never be found guilty of any wrongdoing, even if everyone believes they're behind the deaths of their ex-girlfriends. Let us all take a collective angry sigh at that. Lauren O'Brien, the new girl at school, has a dark past of her own, and she's desperate for a fresh start. Except when she starts a relationship with Robbie, her chance is put in jeopardy. During what's meant to be their last weekend together, Lauren stumbles across evidence that might just implicate Robbie. And after a third death rocks the town, she must decide whether to end things with Robbie or risk becoming another cautionary tale. This is an edge-of-your-seat YA thriller that's perfect for fans of Karen McManus and Holly Jackson. Make sure you pick that up now wherever books are sold. And thank you once again to The One That Got Away with Murder by Trish Lundy for sponsoring today's show.
Today's episode is brought to you by Entangled Publishing's Red Tower Books, publisher of the smash hit Fourth Wing. You'll only cross these blades once in a page-turning new tale of revenge strategy and so many lies. Best-selling Red Tower Books is releasing its next irresistible read that will capture your imagination and keep you guessing until the end. Mae Corlin's Five Broken Blades tells an intricate high-stakes tale of five total strangers united in a plot that will test their strength, wits, and courage. Each has their reasons, all have secrets. But while it's easy to betray a stranger, it's not so simple to stab a friend or a lover, okay, in the back. Now these five blades must choose between vengeance and one another. Pick up Five Broken Blades by Mae Corlin for a thrilling, adventurous tale filled with risk, romance, adventure, and oh, so many lies. The relationships in it are complex and nuanced and involve everything from friends to enemies, found and biological family and lovers and more. Thanks again to Entangled Publishing's Red Tower Books, publishers of the smash hit Fourth Wing, for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so this one I'm sure I've talked about a jillion times, but it's just so good. This is my go-to book when people are like, I want something nice to read. And it's 51 years old now, and it's still just so delightful. It is 84 Charing Cross Road by Helene Hanf. It came out in 1970. It's been a stage play, a television play, a feature film, and it's just incredible. It's often listed as a romance, and that is incorrect. It is a memoir. It's not a romance. It's a friendship. It's about the 20-year correspondence between the author, Helene Hanf, and a bookseller in England named Frank Dole. She lives in New York City. He was in England. He was the chief buyer for Marks & Company, an antiquarian bookseller that used to be on Charing Cross Road. It's no longer there. But in 1949, Helene Hanf was looking for specific editions of obscure classics, and she couldn't find them. And she saw this ad in the back of the Saturday Review of Literature for this Marks & Company bookstore. And she sent them a letter. And Frank Dole is the one who received that letter. And he started filling her requests. And they kind of struck up a friendship. They talked about all kinds of things. Not just literature, but like the Queen and their lives. And, you know, they had hoped one day to meet. I mean, this went on for 20 years. And it's just nice. It's so refreshing to read something so nice. And like I said, I see it listed often as like a romance memoir, and it's not at all. He has a wife. If you watch the movie that came out in 1987, it's Anne Bancroft and Anthony Hopkins, and Anthony Hopkins' wife is played by Judi Dench. They were just great friends and lovers of literature and had such a appreciation for books and what they did for them and for their lives. And it's just so nice. I know I keep saying nice, but that's the word for it. So that is 84 Charing Cross Road by Helene Hanf. And my other pick today is actually a novel. And sometimes even books that have sad things still make us feel good. And this is certainly the case for The Storied Life of A.J. Fickrey by Gabrielle Zevin. This one came out in 2014. If you had asked me, I would have said 2007, 2008. I cannot believe it hasn't been that long. But 2014, and it's about a bookseller named A.J. Fickrey who lives on Alice Island, which is kind of like this Nantucket-like island. And he's a widower. His wife died in a car accident about a year and a half before the book starts. And his bookstore is failing, and his attitude isn't helping. He's just miserable, and he's sort of being mean to the customers and mean to his employees, and he doesn't want any help from anybody. And then, to make matters worse, his retirement plan is this, like, $400,000 copy of poetry by Edgar Allan Poe. It's, like, this very rare book. Someone steals it, and then they don't replace it, but someone else leaves a baby in his store. And so now he has an abandoned child, no retirement plan, all these people who are trying to help him, and very slowly, like, he starts to wake up to the world around him and the things that he still has. And it's just really charming. I mean, like I said, it's sad because his wife dies, but it's just so delightful. And this is definitely on a lot of lists of, like, feel-good books. And when I'm reading through the surveys for the TBRs, you know, so many people mark this down as one of their favorite books. It's just a delight. So that is The Storied Life of A.J. Fickrey by Gabrielle Zevin. And I believe she has a new book coming this year, next year. It's pretty exciting. I really liked her last one too, which was Young Jane Young. So those are my two feel-good picks for you for this week. And for Dealer's Choice, I want to tell you about a book that I just got that I'm very excited to read because it takes place right before the start of the Civil War, which is one of my favorite time periods to read about, and also because it's 700 pages, and you know how I love a really long book. This is a new novel from Kia Corthran, who won the Center for Fiction's first novel prize several years ago. It's called Moon and the Mars, and it says it examines New York City and America in the burgeoning moments before the start of the Civil War through the eyes of a young biracial girl. This comes out on August 31st from Seven Stories Press, and I cannot wait to read it. So that is Moon and the Mars by Kia Corthran, and that is it for me today. Just a quick few minutes, so different than doing all the books. Thank you to our sponsor. Thank you to our awesome audio editor, Jen Zink. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats, you can catch me on Twitter at Miss Liberty or on Instagram at Friends and Comes Alive. I'll be back on Tuesday to tell you about the week's great new releases. And for more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. Have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.